first pack of Kalim, fifth Mishnah. Esa tumas poshtim min ha'odom. There are ten types of tumas that come out of a person. Mechus ha'kipurim, also mekodesh. So a certain type of tumas had to bring a korban, and they didn't bring the korban. They can't. The only thing that they are tummy in respect to is korbanos or beis hamikdash. Muta b'truma b'maisa, they can eat truma maisa. Chazal yas tful yom, also b'kodesh b'truma. If he became a tful yom, then he's also b'kodesh b'truma umuta b'maisa. But he's muta b'maisa. Tful yom is somebody who had a tumah d'oraisa and he was tovel. He's still tummy till nightfall. Chazal yas balkeri, if he got a tumah balkeri and didn't go to the mikveh, also b'shloishtim, then he's also even in Maisa. Chozeli is Boil Nida. If it was Boil Nida, Metav Mishkav Tachton Ke Elyon. Anything that he lays on anything that's underneath him is Tomei, only as a Rishon Atuma, similar to the Elyon of a Nida. Something on top of a Nida is only Tomei as a Rishon Atuma. Chozeli is Zov, Shirosh De Rios. If he becomes a Zov that saw two times the discharge, that's Metav him. Tamishkav Moshev, then anything he sits on is becomes an avatume. So he has mayim chayim, in order to tie himself, he has to have special water from a live spring. Umuta min potam and akom, he doesn't bring a korban. Rosh Shalosh, he saw three times at a discharge, then he has to even bring a korban. The chayiv, the korban, has to bring the korban. Chazal is mitzayim musga. Tama bebiya, when it's a mitzayim musga, that means a mitzayim which we found the right size of Taras, but we lock him up for a week to see if it changes in a fashion that it will give him the full tumah. But even at that point of time, it's ready to tamah bebia. Potam and aprim and primim and teglachas and esipoy. But when he's matar, but he doesn't have to rip his garments and let his hair grow. And also when he's matar himself, he doesn't have to have his hair shaved off. He doesn't have to bring the bird offerings, special ones that are for matzoyer. Vim hoya. Buchlot, once after the 7-day period, we found out that he's a full-fledged tumah, got larger, or white hairs grew in it, and chayv akulam, then he's chayv in this prima to glachz v'tzipayr. Pesh mimenu eivashenu labazakaroi, if a limb that doesn't have flesh on it came off of his body, then it's matama b'maga b'masav eina matama b'oil. An eiva without the flesh on it is not matama b'oil, it's matama like the bones, or even more so. It's matama even b'masa, if you elevated even without touching it directly. You also tell me, if it has flesh around him, it's a masa. Uba oil, it's Eva that was Parish Menachai, it's in, that's like a Tumas Meis, which is Matam and Ba'oil. Shir Basa Karoi, Kadela Halas Aruka, the amount of flesh it has to have on it is that so it could heal itself. If there's one place of flesh which could go around this bone, the thickness of a chut that is used for the Erev, one of the directions of the weaving, that's enough of a sign that it has enough flesh to repair itself.